Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. Good morning, Arun. How are you doing?
Richard, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Today we are without our regular moderator, the baritone voice of Anshul Kumar. He's partying away somewhere in Chicago, so you will have to contend
How did
with.
you guys let him escape out to Chicago by himself?
We didn't want to, but he snuck out. He made some excuses and snuck out,
That's
Arun.
okay. We needed some break from him anyway.
So he'll be gone next week as well. But this week, we are gonna geek out a little bit. We are gonna talk about technology. Both of us are not big technologists. I'm in the IT field, Arun is in the business field, but I know a little bit about AI and how AI is everywhere. So today we are going to talk about some of the tools that we use in our everyday lives, which AI is currently, which is powered by AI. We won't get into a lot of the depths of AI. We'll look into a crystal ball and do a little bit of the gazing as to what is going to come out in the next 5 to 10 years. But on the both on the IT side as well as the business side, how AI is going to impact us. Arun, you must be hearing about this on the business side as well, right? AI, it's become a buzzword kind of.
So you are definitely a lot more technologies than I will ever be. I'm just hanging out on the Bits and Bytes Boulevard watching all these things, technologies come up and leave. But yeah, I'm on the business side. I don't see there's any meeting, any presentation these days that unless a company has an AI segment, it's almost like it's not going to finish before they can present the AI capabilities from the company. So yeah, I mean, almost any company in all companies we have, they want to talk about the AI capabilities. I think there's a race to get all this done, so people cannot afford. Most of the demonstrations they have, they're not 100% done, but they're selling the concept and it's coming, it's coming. But so I just don't think companies have time to wait for it to happen. It might be too late. The sales may have gone the other way. So yeah, I mean, a lot of buzz out there. And ChatGPT, I mean, you tell me, how's that being used? What percentage people use it? I just started to use it, recently, but you tell me, I mean, what percent people do you think are using ChatGPT right now?
Yeah, we'll talk about ChatGPT, but you made a very interesting point, Arun, in business that people just throw out the words, right? Artificial intelligence are powered by artificial intelligence. It's has artificial intelligence in our product, but it's still in the development stage. It's still in the very nascent stage. People may not have the full-fledged product. Remember when internet first came out in 99, 2000, there were 10,000 browsers. There was Netscape. There, remember
Yep.
AOL, America Online. We all must have been, users of AOL. And then Internet Explorer came out, and Google Chrome came out. Multiple internet technology, multiple browsers, we went through all that. So this is that initial stage of AI where. Where these chatbots, our AI technologies are still coming out. And you mentioned ChatGPT. That's a very leading product of AI. There are others out there. We'll talk about that. But ChatGPT is really the leader. A very small percentage of people actually use ChatGPT. I think it's slowly getting popular. It was released
I mean, you
in
think it's less than 10,
less
less
than
than
10.
five?
Yeah, absolutely. It's less than 10%. In schools and colleges, universities, people use it, to do their assignments, literally.
Yeah.
My
So show me some stuff as to what are we talking about. You got some examples and capabilities. Let's just look at some of the stuff that what do you have?
Let's jump into it. I'm going to
Yeah.
share my screen and show you what exactly, ChatGPT. We'll show you all some basic stuff. But let's see what it can do. What do you feel like, Arun? What should I ask it to do?
I don't know. I think aren't you trying to go to Europe for vacation this time? So just 10
Yeah.
day itinerary. If I think you mentioned you might be going up to France
Yeah,
this summer.
we are planning a trip to France. So create 10-day.
Itinerary or trip planning, something along those lines. By the way,
Great.
you and Anshul send out all these blogs weekly. Now I'm thinking that you guys are using AI to write all that stuff and making us all read all that stuff. I got to talk to Anshul also when he comes back.
There are a lot of people, who do that, but Anshul and me don't do that. That's a big problem, like plagiarizing. All these tools. See, it created this nice itinerary for France. One day, 2 days in Paris, 2 days in Normandy, Loire Valley, Bordeaux, Provence. But actually, I want to go. I don't want this itinerary. I want to go to beaches in France, right? So, and this was the itinerary it gave us for France, basically complete itinerary. But what I want to do is travel through to all the beaches in France. So I'll say, give me itinerary for beaches in France. So this is a separate itinerary, right? French Riviera, Cannes, Saint-Tropez, Basque Coast. So completely different itinerary for all the beaches that are good in France. So basically, you can ask it anything. Let's ask it something tougher, Arun. What do you think?
I would just say, they make recommendation which beach they like the best, because now there's some decision making, right?
Yeah.
But either that, or I mean, if you're switching subject, I would say, write a poem in French or English.
Let's have it write a poem about Desi podcasters. How about that? Let's see if it
Let's see
understands.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Write a poem about Desi.
I guess we have to be careful what we ask for.
And I want it to be Shakespeare English.
It doesn't have bad languages, hopefully, in
I
that
hope
for
not.
our basic broadcast.
I hope not. Yeah.
If we see it starting with asterisks, we know it's not good.
Oh, wow. Here is the Google text to speech tool that we'll use the output from ChatGPT to get the voice conversion. So let's see how it sounds.
Hark, attend, fair listeners, to yon tale spun of DC podcasters neath the golden sun. In Shakespearean verse, their voices rise to tell of stories neath azure skies with wit and wisdom. They do impart tales of culture, love, and heart. In accents rich, they paint the scene of lands afar, where palm trees preen from Mumbai's streets to Lahore's gates. Their words doth traverse, as fate dictates, with mellifluous tones. They do converse, and in their words, we find a universe. Oft they speak of joys and woes, of life's tumultuous ebbs and flows. In iambic rhythm, their tales doth flow, like streams meandering, to and fro. So, let us raise a toast.
So basically, this was the one that it generated in English. Let's see if it can do the same in Hindi, or if it can do
Yeah,
the same or not.
let's see that.
Create a poem for DC in Hindi. Is your Hindi good?
Yeah, I can read Hindi. How about you?
I can, but I'll be slow.
Yeah.
क्या लिखा है यहाँ पे? Can you read that?
आओ बातें करें देसी पॉडकास्टर्स के नाम, उनकी बातों में छुपी है अनगिनत कहानियों का धाम. वाह,
Wow.
मिलकर उनसे चलें सफर नया, जीवन के कई रंग कई सपने सजाएं. बातों में उनकी छुपी है मीठी सी मधुशाला,
क्या बात है.
जहां होती है कहानियों की अनगिनत विलासित खुला. Yeah, it's a long poem, but it's pretty interesting.
Now here's the Hindi version of the poem that was generated by ChatGPT.
आओ बातें करें देसी पॉडकास्टर्स के नाम उनकी बातों में छुपी है अनगिनत कहानियों का धाम मिलकर उनसे चले सफर नया जीवन के कई रंग कई सपने सजाए बातों में उनकी छुपी है मीठी सी मधुशाला जहां होती है कहानियों की अनगिनत विलासित खुला मौजूदा दौर में साथ चलते हैं हम दिलचस्प किस्से सुनाते हैं हर किसी के नाम देसी पॉडकास्टर्स हर दिन कुछ नया उनकी आवाज से हम तक पहुंचता है हर बार जो जनसमूह का संदेश सुनो उनकी कहानियां भावनाओं की भरपूर धारा जीवन के हर पल को साझा करते हैं उनके साथ हम सारा देसी पॉडकास्टर्स को ये कविता समर्पित उनके बिना जीवन कहानियों का संग्रह अधूरा है ये जानते हैं हम मनुज यह अपना कर सबका
Pretty amazing, right? This is Google text to speech converter that just converted it. This is nothing AI. This is just takes the text and converts it into speech. But the text was generated by ChatGPT, right? Yes, some words. I mean, the thing is that we did not tell it what Desi is. We did not tell it, right, what kind of word. But it's using all these complicated words. It's using all this... stuff.
I know what's what's interesting to see when I go to India is like a lot of English words have made it into the Indian Hindi language. For example, podcasters, it's not trying to translate. Remember the days when cricket they used to have LBW and they used to say pad padha. Now it's LBW and strike rate. So that's incorporated the language part of this. So that's pretty interesting.
It is very interesting. So just think about the business, connotation of this. Let's say you want to send a marketing message out to your customers. So basically you can tell a tool like this, create my marketing message. This is my product. And ChatGPT will, automatically create it. And then you can directly email or even send a voice recording to...
Yeah, so, just from my experience on this, albeit very limited, that's where I see the most use of the ChatGPT on the marketing side.
Yeah.
People are also using to, do their reports.
Yeah.
Somebody's writing a long email or, things like that. So it's more on the reporting side. That's where I see a lot of folks are using on daily basis versus trying to get out to the, the avatar and backed up with that. So I think it's a good point that you brought up. I do see a use of more so in the marketing in compiling a report for ChatGPT from the folks that I work with.
People are already doing it, Arun. People are getting reports directly, be it marketing, be it any kinds of reports. They are getting it directly out of ChatGPT and then using it for their business purpose. They'll have to massage it a little bit, but a lot of research, lot of the digging into. It is like this. This has trillions and trillions of bytes of information. Everything from the internet is sucked up by this model, ChatGPT, and it just spits out right whatever specific you ask it, whatever you prompt it to tell you. The same thing for images. I'll show you another tool. I'm using Copilot, which is Microsoft's tool. It generates images. It generates whatever images. We'll start here. Now I'll ask Microsoft Copilot to generate an image for Desi podcasters. So I'll say create, read a picture of three Nadish Desi podcasters. We'll start again. Here it's given me the images of three podcasters who look kind of Indian origin, sitting away podcasting. But let's say I want the background to be different. I want them to be at a beach. So I'd say the same thing, create a picture of three Middle East podcasters, but at the beach. So here are the images of Desi podcasters. Not us, of course, but some Desi podcasters are close to Desi looking podcasters. I don't know why they have huge beards, but that's what Copilot generated. And this is powered by DALL-E, by the way, which is the image generation tool by OpenAI, which creates ChatGPT. So you can play around with this. Log on to Copilot. It's free. And play around, generate your own images, ask your own questions. So these are some of the capabilities that we have in AI today. I'll just give an overview of how the functionality works around. Any questions before I go there?
Yeah, so Soren, obviously, you know, we've got a lot of good stuff coming out from all these evolving technology, but obviously, you know, everybody wants to know, you know, impact on the job market. I could see, you know, admin not needed to do the reports. I could see heavily marketing staff getting impacted because they can just spit out all these plans. So overall, it's early. And, you know, I have to remember when computers came out, people said, you know, computers will put everybody out of work, and here we are. It's expanded the job market. So all that paranoia that it's going to take away all the jobs. Obviously, the dark side is there. You know, people can hack into the system. All the bad things can come out, just like with the advent of computers. But just coming back specifically to the job market, next 5-10 years, what do you see?
I think all jobs are going to be impacted because of AI. Give me a minute. I'll come to that, right? I'll just quickly run through this. What is AI, right? Humans have natural intelligence. Machines are the ones that create, that basically deal with artificial intelligence. And this is basically at a very, very low level. Yeah. You use AI, use all these tools. You use Instagram. We use face recognition in a lot of our, like phone, you know, for it to recognize you. IBM Chef Watson, disaster to predict any particular disaster, cancer detection, right? So all these are uses which already use AI. And basically we learn from experience. Machines, it learns from the data. The more data you feed it, so basically internet has petabytes of data. More data you feed it, the more intelligent it gets. And it learns from that, and then it predicts what can happen, and it can self-learn as well. So AI was started back in the 60s. It started with machine learning. And then over the years, what came in something was called deep learning, which is basically nothing but neural networks. So it used to learn automatically on its own, and basically it used to propagate that information forward. And then it came reinforced learning, right? Where basically through trial and error, it would reinforce the learning that it had already applied. So all this is called generative AI, which we see in the ChatGPTs of the world, which we see in the models of the world. Using all this, and I'm going through this really fast, what is created is called the large language model. All these products like ChatGPT, there is Bard by Google, there is Llama by Facebook. So all these people create something called the large language models. They take speech, they take text, they take pictures, and they create a model. And based upon the model, based upon all the information that they have stored, they create outputs, right, that can be used to answer questions, sentiment analysis, information, basically creation of images. So these LLMs have been around since, 90s and early 2000s. But ever since ChatGPT came out with the first model and made it public in 2021 or 2022, things have really exploded. And these are some of the popular models that are.
Yeah, so, I mean, for the AI, don't you think the final frontier is going to be capturing the emotions and making a decision, being creative? I mean, I see, you know, 2-3 attributes as the final frontier as to how fast it gets there. And you know, time will tell. But I just think those three would be pretty daunting.
Yeah, you are exactly. Challenges that, see, you have all these models out there. How do you go and, you know, capture the essence of what question you're asking, basically what you're prompting it to do? You want it to be as accurate as possible. There were multiple search engines until Google cracked the code as to how to, you know, get the correct answer for you or get the best answer back from you. It's the same challenge with all these models. You know, Facebook has one, Microsoft has one, OpenAI has several. There are people who are sitting in Middle East who are coming out with good models as well. But who gives the most accurate response? Who gives the fastest response? And who gives the ones that makes the most sense will be the ones that will be standing in the end. Now, coming back to your question, right, as to which jobs, all jobs are going to be impacted because of AI, other than, of course, you know, the fire guy, you know, fireman running into a building, AI can't do that, or policeman stopping us on the road to give us a ticket, AI can't do that, or a construction worker, you know, building out
our data. You're going to say all jobs will be impacted except for my job.
Yes, except for, you know, peons like me. No, but so doctor, right, who does the diagnosis, yeah. Basically AI can look at blood work, like, can look at charts and do the basic, you know, first level of analysis and give that result back to the doctor saying that this can happen to this patient in the next 5-10 years, right? Or coding jobs are going to be gone. It's not going to be around. It can, you know, write and build code and test products for you. So yeah. Marketing jobs, right? Even people who call telemarketers, it can, you know, generate voices and call people back. So these are some of the things that are going to be obsolete in the next, you know, 5-10 years. We have to be aware of these tools that are being introduced in the market.
That was pretty interesting. Good session. Thanks for sharing all these feature functionalities, Soren.
Thank you, everyone. So basically, this was just a quick introduction to AI. And we will come back with some experts. We'll deep dive into specific topics.
Yeah, we'll do a deep dive with the experts. Certainly, I'm not the expert at all, but it's very interesting from the business point of view as to what I've been seeing out there last, 2-3 years now, and it continues to grow. So it's going to be more integrated as the time evolves, for sure.
Okay, with that, we'll leave you all with a short session today. Hope you'll like it. Just provide your feedback, share and subscribe, and have a good rest of your day and week. Thank you.
All right, Anshul. That's a subtle message for Anshul for not being here.
Okay, Anshul. Hope you're having fun. Have a good one.